Hey everyone, welcome to the Foch's Corner with the king of UVA basketball Twitter, Coach Phony Bennett, the producer, TW, Dougie Fresh, of course, and I'm Mark Jerome. Coach, any new recruits this week?
Nothing, man. The recruit lines have been quiet for me as well. So hopefully some good news for either the real or fake coach is coming down the pipe.
It's a quiet period.
What else are you doing? Did we talk about your new baby last week?
I don't know if you did or not. I can't remember. I'm too tired to remember.
You're too tired. So how's that? Congratulations, of course.
Thank you.
Another future. What did we figure the UVA class of 2041? Point guard. Graduating in 41.
As I told everybody, I am putting up planting posters of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, right? Straight tech nerd. So gotcha. Hopefully you can get into UVA academically and on academic scholarship.
Right.
Yeah. Academic scholarship.
Yeah, that free education is important.
Completely going the tech nerd route. I don't even want to say tech nerd route. Like going the tech route or going the IQ route. Not to say that basketball players aren't smart and don't have
I got you, but yeah, it's a more
let me make that distinction whatever, because yeah. We absolutely some of them do. I take myself out of that equation, but it certainly mitigates all the crazy range of emotions that I've teetered on with all the anxiety. So I think I won't have them as much if he tries to follow in the footsteps of Bill Gates.
Yeah, I mean that whole thing from a parental standpoint, from recruiting to playing and stuff, that's a different level of stress. I don't know that my mom gave much thought to what success or
might have. Watching your kid pitch is the most unnerving. Oh my gosh. It is pain. It is so much anxiety involved watching your kid pitch.
See, I don't think I would be a good sports dad. I'm going to be sitting there in my head, like too critical. Like, don't say it. Don't be like, oh, you know, I think that would be very difficult for me. I wouldn't want to be one of those bad soccer dads or whatever.
It'd be easy to do.
I get too
welcome
intense.
To the show, Dougie.
What was the estimate tonight of my arrival? What time, TW?
We just started, bro. And guess what? I'd love to hear your opinion on this.
Yep.
You know, you're around the corner. T-Dubs is around the corner with kids who are about to start playing sports, youth yep. sports.
How do I do it?
You've done it.
Yeah.
With Kyle and Luke.
Yeah, Kyle had his first game. He made his United States appearance tonight in his first game stateside. They won 4-0.
Nice.
He's happy. I'll tell you what. My kids told me at a young age to shut the fuck up.
Where's my bell?
Where's the bell? Get the bell.
So, you know, they grew up in Brazil and they'd come here, and I thought I had a lot to add to soccer playing, which was just like play harder, hustle, stop passing the ball, go for yours. And they're like, yo, dad, stop. I was like, all right. So I'm.
Yeah, but little Ty.
You know, if I was a coach, like you've always been, Mark, it would be a lot different. Well, Ty's a Power Ranger, so it's a little bit different. So we're not really sure. I don't know how to coach Power Rangers, I'll be honest with you. I had to get the color right, blue, blah, blah, blah. But now Ty's been – he's been doing his thing here, playing soccer around the house, a couple basketball shots. For me, the really interesting thing would be with Camila, my girl, as to how, you know, to navigate that. But I'm old school, man. I'm a hard dude. You played good. You sucked. I'm not sugarcoating it. So, you know.
Oh, all right. So when are you going to start putting him in leagues?
See, I don't like doing that little as far as leagues, because I like them to do like pickup, quote unquote pickup. I don't want the structure at a young age. Now basketball, you need a structure. I get it, because it's the skills, it's so different. But it's when they come and they want to do it, I'll let them go. You know. But I was the same as you, Mark. The ball was in the crib day one. I'm, you know, stretching their hamstrings. I used to put the ball in their feet and their hands, just to like get the texture and like rub it around. So it's no, they're not a stranger to it. You know, I'm not sure if it's worked or not, but.
I was on the phone with a friend today who's actually from New York, and his daughter went to graduate from UVA, I think a couple of years ago. And he's got some other roots in Charlottesville. And he was telling me he's got a young son that's, I think, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that he had just come back from having his kid trained on a track and all kinds of other stuff for like 3 hours. Five. Nah. Yeah. Nah. I'm like, what? That's it.
I mean, you got, I also think physically, like, right, like kids' bones mm-hmm. and muscles, mm-hmm. etc. Like, you can just yep. you can do long term damage. I think, man.
Right.
If you're a 3 hour workout, like before age four.
I think some of that workout was stretching and proper right. technique, teaching proper technique. So I don't think it was just like on a track, running around right. and playing tennis or whatever else they were doing. So, T-Dubs, yours are right around the corner too.
I know.
Yeah, they are.
I'm scared. Actually, don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, because my part scared. Of me is like, it's got to come from them, right? They've got to be passionate about it. But it's like, yep. for me, it's like, how do I just instill the work ethic to do, be great at anything? It's all the same. To me, it's all the same, right? There's no secret. You just got to find what you actually care about and then work hard at it and not lose that passion, which that's the magic. And crazy difficult, I imagine.
Yeah, I didn't want to push my girls into anything that they didn't want to do. I mean, I played basketball with Ellen, but I mean, they both ended up doing gymnastics, and I mean, that's on pause right now. But you know, that ended up being their passion, but not competitive gymnastics. You know, which is cool because I get, like I said, I get too competitive. Did I tell you guys about my only coaching experience as a U11 soccer coach?
Please tell us.
I assisted, I think, for 2 seasons, actually, which is the amazing part that they asked me to do it for a second season, a U11 team. And it was probably the source of one of my most embarrassing moments and just frustrating. That's when I learned a lot about myself, because we had this kid who, you know, I think had some attention deficit issues. He was the best keeper we had, though. And so, like, we had lost like 4 games in a row. And this kid gets open on this breakaway, is coming in to our keeper, Austin, one of the Austins. I think we had 4 Austins on the team, because that's when it was. Breakaway on Austin. And this kid takes a shot from probably like 8 yards away. And my boy Austin just catches it, just catches in his body, holds on to it. It was amazing. And he looks at us and we're all cheering, go Austin. And then he takes 2 giant steps backwards into the goal.
Oh no.
And the ref just looks at me and like shrugs, like, man, I, I got to call that a goal. And I felt so bad for the kid. And there, let me tell you, there were a lot of emotions going through me at that moment as a coach, as a spectator that saw it. And so that was that. So my embarrassing moment was in practice. We'd finish practices and do a little scrimmage with the kids. And so we're just running around kicking the ball, divided into teams, like low pressure. And one of these kids, his mom was there waiting for him to pick up. So she's actually watching this. And so I try to get a little bit fancy and chip it over this kid's head. And instead I catch it fat and just nail him in the face with the ball. Just lay this kid out, like 10 years old. He's crying. And I am like, I am so sorry. Because from his mom's perspective, like all she sees is me standing like, you know, 6 feet away from her kid. And just, so
yeah, we got to get you out of there. That's yeah. That's tricky. Yeah.
I think about that a lot.
And by the way, for TW and Marky, a keeper is the goalie in soccer. Just so you guys know.
Perfect. And we just now got Grant Kersey joining us.
What's up, fellas?
What was your youth like growing up and playing sports? How did you get into it? And what were your parents like?
What's up, G?
What's up, Fresh? I just tried to play every sport possible. And my dad was usually the coach.
Coach slash dad
for a bunch of the teams. Yeah, but I mean, me and like my friends growing up, we tried to play everything until we had to, till the time commitment came too much and we had to kind of pick our favorites.
That's so every season. Best thing.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, if you're for kids developing body, I mean, that's better than probably focusing on one sport that's going to be a lot of the same stresses on the
right. The key is coordination, sure. Right? Isn't it? Isn't it just about coordination initially? Like
a lot of it is for sure, but a lot of it is also
skill
like
development.
How you grow. Like I used to play lacrosse, and then the kids started growing, and I didn't, and I was just getting rocked. And I'm like, all right, well, I had fun. I'm on to the next sport.
Interesting.
That was football for me.
But that's what you're saying is skill development is going to lead to success if you have a lot of skill development, right? And then people are going to gravitate to whatever they're successful in.
Exactly. So I had more skills
in other sports. Whatever they're pushed in. What's that? Exactly.
So I was better at other sports, so it was an easy decision to just focus more time on that. And because, I mean, the more time you focus on the skills for those specific sports, the better you're going to get at it. So I was just ready to put my time into fully just those other sports and work on them.
With your dad as the coach, did he practice with you one particular sport over others?
He didn't force anything.
Just practice. Did he say, come on, let's go play. Let's go play basketball. Let's go play tennis.
We played basketball more than anything just because we just both loved basketball. And it was just kind of in our family. We had the hoop in the driveway. So it just kind of happened that way.
So
that's awesome.
He had some influence in your decision.
For sure.
That's great. The parents still can be part of their kids' lives.
What are you going to do for Kai, Mark? Is it going to be just let him – you're going to push him towards anything or no? You're literally just going
to – push him to California to go move it with you so he can learn how to be smart. He's going to hang out with little Bryant. Bryant's going to be his tutor, his big Bryant. Brother.
Great move.
I'm great down.
Move. Little B's going to be running the world in what, 10 years when he's 13?
He just learned metamorphosis last night, so he's been saying that about every 15 minutes.
That's awesome.
What does metamorphosis mean?
I'm putting Kai on the plane tomorrow. It's worth the risk.
It's just fun for me for him to say huge words, so I try to teach him like at least as many big huge words as possible because he just sounds so cute saying
metamorphosis
and discombobulated and all those big words that he says all the time, precipitation. It's great. It's like,
I will say to you guys, my little Tizinho, he's turned the corner on being able to write a little bit. He had a perfectly written number 5 the other day, and so I'm good now. The rest is gravy. He was struggling.
I want to hear the hip hop lyrics.
From Ty.
I don't want to repeat his songs. I want to make him his own up.
Ty, come here.
Here, I'll let you hear him say metamorphosis is great.
Caterpillar changes to a butterfly. What's that called?
Metamorphosis.
How good is that?
That's awesome.
Say metamorphosis. All right, get out. Go work on your handwriting.
That's funny.
I remember one of my cousins, my mother's first cousin, right? My second cousin's son, they were out in Oakland. No, actually, they were in Minneapolis. My cousin Clay,
TW, uh-huh.
Right? Who was living in Minneapolis, originally from Oakland in the hood. He moved out to, went to business school and met his wife there. And so when their kid was born, Clay's father was like, that kid's not the brightest kid. He's going to be working with his hands one day. My family's kind of rough. My family's not easy. We're like the opposite of people who are like bigging their kids up. Oh, my kids said this, my kids that, my family's like, no,
you're good.
Yeah, you can work with your hands. You're not.
You got a face for radio.
Mm-hmm.
You got a face for podcasting. I was going to say the next topic, or first topic, was how much we raised for UVA Children's. What do we call it?
I think Children's Cancer Awareness.
Yeah, for Cancer Awareness Month.
Oncology department. You ready for the total?
Yeah. Give it to us.
Let's go.
$77.26.30. So $7,726.30. So
profit.
That's how much is going to the oncology department. All right,
send me your
PayPal teed up because we're going to round it up to 8,000. Because
perfect,
that'll look better on the check. Perfect, that's awesome. I appreciate you guys, you know, getting behind this and stuff. I mean, it's been cool. I've gotten so many pictures of folks wearing their shirts, and
that's great.
And it's just it's a really neat thing, and I'm sure the money's going to be put to good use, and it gave us a chance to get on TV and the radio and talk a little bit about children's cancer awareness. So that was that was a lot of fun. I appreciate it, you guys.
No, that was great. That's what we're here
for. Thanks to everybody that's listening, that participated, that donated, that bought a shirt. This definitely exceeded my expectations when I sent a text to T-Dub and Grant, like, hey, do you think we could do a fundraiser? And everyone was just immediately on board and actually had ideas, which I lacked. I like to think of myself as an idea guy, but it's a really top level idea. There's no thought toward implementation or specifics. So thank you to you guys for the great ideas. And T-Dub, that was neat.
Yeah, the foundation was set and we ran with it. That's what we do. I'd like to say that's what we were here for. So it was fun.
A lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
I think it's so cool seeing everybody on Twitter with the shirts.
Yeah, so many people. I've seen a lot of tweets and a lot of Instagram. And
you can always tell when they just get them in because it's like fresh out the package they're posting. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's neat. I don't know if I'll ever see one in the wild, but that'll be cool if it happens. But
I assume at the games we'll see them.
At the game,
you'll see them. Yeah, I don't know. You know, a lot of people, I mean, I normally wear orange because, you know, you're in the crowd.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll see if people wear them to the games. That'll be cool if they do. I don't think I can wear this shirt, though. it loses its meaning. Like Mark, would you wear a shirt that said, I am Mark Jerome? Like, that's kind
of
weird.
I don't want anybody accusing me of that.
Yeah. There goes December's campaign. Way to ruin it for us.
I definitely would. I definitely wear one of myself. I'm fresh, no question.
Yeah, well, you would. Yeah, you probably did in college.
I am fresh.
Oh, the guy wearing his jersey to classes.
He does. I would buy that.
I am fresh. We need to do a fresh shirt. I've teetered with a bunch of ideas. Nothing's really stuck yet. You gotta get it right. I don't know if it's gonna be
good at it.
Graffiti or if it's gonna be the fresh from Fresh Prince of Bel Air or Dougie. I don't know. We just gotta figure it out. But it's
I'm gonna have to watch that one. No Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Fresh Prince of Fayetteville, Tennessee, maybe.
No, but, I'm just saying the font for the fresh. I mean, is what I'm talking about.
No, I get it. So on subject, Jeff Jones did the podcast with Ted Jeffries on Drop the Mic.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was his cancer, you know,
right,
experience, whatever the word is. And, you know, he said something really cool on the podcast. Thanks, T.W. sent to me. But, you know, when he was going in to get treatment, he realized how lucky he was, even though he had cancer, that he was able to do things and kind of be in a better scenario. So it's definitely worth a listen. I'm plugging TJ and
Chris. We'll link that across. I retweeted it this morning when I saw it come through. I mean, it's not, I was just thinking that's the one topic we did not cover on our 4-hour marathon with him. We didn't talk about the cancer piece, right?
I thought the same thing. Yeah. And I'm kind of glad we didn't,
right?
Because it was fresh and new coming off of TJ's.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was. So,
you know, it was good. We should have had Jeff Jones say, I am Phony Bennett. Could you imagine the irony there? I am definitely not Phony Bennett. How's that? That's what he said.
I'll pull up the first. Let's see. First tweet. Does that work? It is actually. I don't need to pull it up. It's the lightning.
John Cooper.
Yeah,
with the
Coach John and Tampa Bay Lightning on winning the Stanley Cup. Awesome.
Yes.
Did you guys all see that? This one.
Oh yeah,
everybody saw that.
It's funny because not only was my regular Twitter feed filled with it, all kinds of people had messaged me to say, hey, did you see this? Like, you gotta, John Cooper, like, it's funny. Like, there's no chance of me missing anything Virginia basketball.
Like that.
Adjacent. And I mean, it's just cool. It was weird. He said he didn't know Tony. Now, do you know, I saw somewhere somebody said a coach spoke to him, an assistant coach spoke to him or something. Do you guys know about that?
No. What happened?
I do not.
There was something that said an assistant spoke to the team in the off season or something, but I don't know where that was, but it was like, okay, well that's more than just, you know, wearing the hat, but either way, whatever it ended up being, I mean, that's really cool. That's a surprise to,
I think those. We need to invite Coach Cooper to Charlottesville, maybe have a meeting in the rotunda or something, get him on the grounds.
Yeah. Get him on the podcast, T-Dub. I'm sure
you're going to Hollywood. You're going,
I'm sure,
to
he's not busy Disney, at this point.
Disneyland. You're going to Charlottesville.
Maybe he can't tell the difference between Tony and Phony either.
Yeah, that work to our advantage.
Yeah. That's really cool, though.
And then the other one.
Super cool.
First game, 1-0 Duke against Duke. Get Clemson coming up. Did you guys watch the game?
Oh, hell yeah. That was a fun game. You know, Armstrong, well, the team looked like you would expect a team to look in their first game of the year. And Armstrong looked shaky at first and seemed to get better as the game went on. I was so pleased with the running game that we had, like seeing that and just how strong our guys are. I mean, both, how do you say his name?
Oh, my gosh, what a beast.
He and Davis Jr., I mean, both those guys just carry Duke defenders into the end zone. Yeah. And so they were ready. Obviously, it's a tall task this weekend, but that was a fun game, and I was very pleased to see what they did.
Especially for it being our first game and Duke's third game.
Right. Yeah, did you think that was going to come back to haunt us a little bit? We were rusty in there, quote-unquote, warmed up.
Oh, sure. And the Duke coach was like, well, I don't like that we don't have any film on them and they've got two games on us. Like, it was somehow a disadvantage that we're playing our
I didn't hear
that. Disadvantage for them. Yeah. And it's like, come on, Cutcliffe. But so, I mean, yeah, overall, I mean, there's a lot to be happy about. I mean, the Duke scoring really came on a few big plays. I think they got a couple possessions that started in or near the red zone and then that one just wide open reception. So I mean that accounted for 17 points or something. So I'm pleased. Obviously what they're going to be asked to do against Clemson is going to be a lot more difficult. I'll be happy to see us with a healthier secondary than we had when we played them for the ACC championship game last year. And
our defense was, I mean, just
that defense was pursuing really all day. Yeah. They were everywhere. And I mean, there are so many guys like, and even I, because obviously I'm a basketball guy first, I watch every football game and I read the articles, but I'm not like looking at like depth charts and stuff. And so, but I'm hearing these names. And I was like, oh yeah, that guy, like we've got so many guys on defense that have been there that have experience and they're just getting better. And that's what you love to see. And that's what speaks to the coaching is guys just improving year over year.
Can I ask an embarrassing question? I didn't notice or see or hear the name Snowden during the game. Was he playing or not?
Yeah, he had some plays. I mean, I think he was
okay.
Yeah, I don't.
He's normally a standout when I watch. I just notice him all over the field, and he's long and down passes, whatever. I didn't notice. That's just probably
not. Yeah, I think he was doing his job. He was disrupting things, and I don't know what his stats end up being for the game, but he seemed pretty active. And
another one, programming note, Herman Moore will be on the fourth side with
Ballhawk.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow at noon. So
that's incredible.
That's exciting. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't listened to the Barry Word episode that we dropped today, oh my God.
It's amazing.
Jaw-dropping listening to him go through his career and all the stuff he went through.
Wow, Herman Moore, that's good. We'll have to ask him if it helps to be tall.
Yeah,
that was a whole discussion on the Lavelle Davis. Is he 6'7"? One of those is always he? Open guys. Yeah.
Is he actually 6'7", Grant? Have you met him?
I haven't met him yet.
Apparently, he was listed as 6'6" when he signed or whatever, and he's 6'7" on the depth chart. And, I mean, he looks all of it, or he certainly plays like it. Way he's able to jump over.
I think Herman was a solid 6'5", but he could jump and touch the top of the backboard, and athleticism was absurd.
Absurd. And Dave's the true freshman, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Frank. Davis.
I don't follow recruiting like that for football, so I never heard of it. That was the first time seeing him. Just like, this guy's incredible. What's he going to turn out to be?
I totally forgot about him. I remember when he committed, because there were a couple of people that were tweeting that, you know, this is one of those guys that's always open, you know, because he was 6'6" at the time, that he's just right now, you know, he's already taller than a lot of the DBs, and he's going to outleap everyone else. And he showed that. There were some plays that would have been a bad idea if you had a typically sized receiver, and he just went up and over folks. So
kind of bailed out Armstrong a few times, felt like.
Yeah, that's a heck of a weapon.
I'm sure he can.
I'm sure all football players will be basketball players. We know that,
right?
So I'm sure he can.
You got to get that intel for us, Grant. Come on, find out if he can hoop.
Hey, the AFC's closed. That's usually where I get it from.
Oh.
We used to go there in the off season with some of the football guys, like after both of our seasons.
Right.
Who is the best hooper from the football team?
You put me on the spot.
Grant, where did you guys play in the spring?
AFC. Like the gyms around grounds.
Oh, okay. Like the aquatic center and shit, or no?
Yeah, exactly. They got three courses always pick up in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I was a Slaughter all-star. I love Slaughter.
I've been there. Yeah, for sure.
It's not – Slaughter's not – I think it moved from Slaughter to the AFC from our time.
I think Slaughter's still there. Well,
it's still there, a few years ago I was there.
Right,
yeah,
now
more
–
yeah.
Why would you?
More runs happen to AFC now.
Yeah.
Is Slaughter the one by the new dorms?
Yeah, behind.
Both, it's behind
the new woods.
Dorms. Okay.
AFC is the one right there next to the new dorms and the football stadium.
Gotcha. Yeah, I played at the gym some, but I mostly played at the Dell when I was in school.
Oh, my gosh.
Dell was fun, too.
We're at the Dell every night in the summertime.
Yeah.
Because the lights stayed on late.
Because of lights. Yeah, exactly.
And you get some physical games at the Dell. I mean, there were a lot of townies, I guess. I mean, and you know, seemed like a lot of guys with
something,
you know, a little chip on their shoulder or something. But there was some physical basketball played at the Dell.
Yeah, you got to be careful taking it down the lane sometimes.
That's where I wrecked my ankle. I told that story. Rolled my ankle at the Dell. But, I mean, that was just because someone didn't see. I was taking it down the lane, but a guy didn't see me coming and just turned too late and tripped me. But it wasn't intentional. I forgave him.
Me and my friends growing up, we'd be at the Dell. High school,
that
college.
Was a spot,
that was a spot. In the summer, once it's like cool, because at night, once the sun goes down, the lights turn on, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a spot.
You just go hang out and play. The other one was, I didn't have a link to Instagram on here, but Dev and Ty working out in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I saw
if
that.
You guys have seen that. That's pretty cool. Yep. They're back home. Johnny's helping them out.
Ty dunking on people.
Ty dunking on people.
Ty raising up.
Right up on Johnny.
I don't know if I'm believing that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's footage.
He was punching it, Mark. Easy. He was punching it.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that.
I was there.
That's a good one.
Were you the cameraman?
Got him a little bit. No, I was not the cameraman. I set the screen so he could get open.
Oh, okay, so you're the only reason it happened.
Yeah, that is not dunking on Johnny. Nah, it's like a dummy screen.
Johnny Carpenter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I might have ball to Johnny, man.
How are practices looking, Grant? How are we looking as for next year?
I actually have not been to practice in a while. It's weird. It's very sad. I haven't been there. But just kind of with the bubble, I was there over the summer, but then I went to Indy to see Kyle, and then my 2 weeks was just up, so I might start helping out again. I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, you quarantined after you came back. Tell us, how was Kyle's foundation golf outing? Yeah,
so he created a foundation basically just to be the middleman to help people donate money to any charity. They'll have kind of like their five main ones and a bunch of smaller ones. But if you want to donate, like for those who are listening, if you want to donate to a charity that is not on his list, they'll be able to help you find out the right information and connect you with the charity. So it's kind of cool that they're so broad and they're trying to tackle any and all issues. But so they had their first outing, a golf outing in Indiana. And it was a
that's
really
where
good
you out. Filmed. That's where you filmed your I Am. You guys are talking your I Am Phony Bennett thing.
Yeah,
right?
That's where we were on the golf course there.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Cool. I mean, taking advantage of online classes, go up there, travel, see him, take the classes, and then be able to support him at the event was super cool. So I'm glad I got to go up there.
Shout out, Kyle. And then the last piece is start of the season. Did we talk about that last time? Now it's November. So I think we did talk about last week. November 25th. No more other details other than Wooden Classic moved to Orlando, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the latest I've seen, the latest big change.
And then Maui Invitational's like has moved some random location.
It's like in Fayetteville or something. Yeah, like the battle for Atlantis is going to be in South Dakota. I mean, it's
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be awesome. Like, but the thing is, like, the battle for Atlantis, like, I've watched that tournament before. They're playing in like a ballroom with
great
like 12-foot ceilings or something. You put too much arc on your jumper and you're hitting
it's
the drop
low suit. Ceilings so, in there. It's
weird. It bothers me as a fan. I can't imagine being as a player.
What was it like, Grant?
It's weird because it's so low. I mean,
it's literally a ballroom.
It's literally a ballroom, yeah. I mean, there's not that much room on the baselines. It's only stands on the sidelines. But the stands aren't even that steep. They just go back because, I mean, they can't go that tall.
And the lighting was so bad.
The lighting's weird. It was
it's weird.
It's like blue in there. Like
it looks like an aquarium. Like you're in an aquarium playing.
It's does cool the court at least feel good? I mean, does the court feel solid or is it soft?
Yeah, the court was good. The court was really good.
Okay.
Was it strange walking through the hotel, like the casino, and like it was like a mile walk from your hotel room to the
court? It was weird, but I kind of liked it because you walk like you're walking through fans, I guess, like on the way to the game.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's like a different experience. Then after the game, you walk out and it's like a bunch of people there like congratulating you, so –
oh, that's cool.
But it is weird. You walk right through the casino. You go from the rooms through the casino.
That was awesome.
I'm gonna hit the craps table real quick.
Exactly. I mean, of course, there's some people looking like what? Like the whole team is just walking through. Why they got their uniforms on? Like But then I mean, it's cool. You walk through fans and wishing you luck and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
That was a cool. That was a fun event. I liked it just because.
It's just weird to watch them play in those ballrooms. I mean, no matter who the team is.
We didn't connect at the casino, T-Dubs.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. Mark, I will keep you company at the craft table all night, man. That's like
that's my jam. We did. We gambled. I think it was one night we gambled.
No, that was at Vegas or in Bahamas.
We definitely maybe it was the Mohegan Sun. We definitely.
I didn't go to you're bad as I am.
For us. Yeah, you weren't there.
Oh man, y'all sound like me.
I'm trying to think. Did we gamble at Bahamas, Grant? Did we? I don't know.
I don't know.
Grant definitely did not.
I was not. Yeah, for the record,
Grant did not gamble.
Maybe I didn't. Actually, no, I had my kids, so maybe I didn't.
It was a business trip for me. That's why we won it all. Came back with the hardware.
That's right. What year was that? When was Atlantis?
That was title year.
That was title year. Because it was over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because that's when I started dressing. And I'm like, yo, this is perfect timing. I could go to Bahamas. Mm.
That was amazing.
Get tanned up for the game too on TV?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big deal. Bad boy lawnmower Bahamas.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what I think. There's a picture. Who was it? But after we won, we had the trophy, and somebody there was like a lawnmower on stand. Somebody sat on a lawnmower with the trophy. Because we walked out. I think I want to say it was J Huff. Because we walked out, and all the fans are like, oh, you got to take a picture on a lawnmower with the trophy, because we walked out of the casino, like the area, and there's a bunch of fans. And so he got up on the set on the lawnmower and took a picture.
Hey, that's what, I've been... keep the lawnmower?
Nah, we
can't get I was wondering ones. how they ship those out there. I guess they just stay out there.
Yeah. And the Atlantis is a cool facility. I've never actually stayed there. Like, I visited there. I was there, like, there was, like, a cruise or whatever. But I was surprised. It's like we got frozen drinks, and it's like $18 each or something.
Yeah. I've been to Atlantis once. I'll never go back.
I think it's like twice as much as that.
Yeah. Well, this was a few years ago, Mark.
It was crazy. That's so expensive.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. They had that, like, slide that you go through the shark tank.
Sharks.
You go down through the sharks. Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No, it was really nice. I mean, you know, it's kind of Disney-esque and just how over the top everything is. But
the slide, though, is cool. So I actually went there one time when I was younger, and I just really wanted to go on that slide, but I got there and I was scared because I'm like, yo, it's sharks. Like, the shark, like, they're right next to the slide. Like, I don't want to be close to the sharks, but I did it. Because my mom was like, oh, you're good. They can't touch you, like, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. So I did it. Like, a week later, we get home, and it's on the news. A shark had jumped into the slide and, like, went down the slide. Like, jumped out the water and went down the slide.
That's not a tube?
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, mom, like, you just told me they couldn't touch me. Look at this.
What? That's funny.
I don't remember that, seeing that. That's crazy.
But, no, it was cool. When we were there with the team, I mean, there's, like, ESPN had people, like, we had, like, 1 hour of free time while we were there. And so we did a couple of slides, and ESPN had like guys like following guys around, like, hey, you guys cool if we film you going down the slide so we can play it like during the commercial breaks and like breaks of the game and stuff.
B-roll.
I think they did Dre, right?
I think so, Dre. Yeah. Because when funny. We were going out there, they were asking.
Yeah. I think I remember him being afraid a little bit to come down the slide.
It's a steep slide.
It is.
You get up there, this is a little different than it looks like from the bottom.
I'm not doing it. Sharks are no sharks. I'm not.
Well, you got to get enough speed to outrun the sharks. That's the thing.
Yeah, they chase me.
Anything else this week? What's the schedule for the Jay Willie Show, Mark? Can you give fans a hint?
Monday at 7:00, we may have a little bit of a review of the football game.
Nice.
The first two football games. With some special guests. We won't tell you who they are.
Right. And Saturday's game is on the ACC network, I believe. So it is eligible. Right, Mark?
What time's the game Saturday?
8:00.
Dougie, did you see on the ACC network on Saturday?
I did, but I have to go to a spot in front of me over here. It's not in my house.
Okay, because I was surprised. I got ACC Network up here because I usually don't.
I don't have it. I have to go to there's a pizza place next to me. So
during the Duke game, I made the commitment that while on the ACC Network, if the Hoos get a turnover for a touchdown, I said an interception for a touchdown, but I would count a fumble for a touchdown. While on the ACC Network, I will buy and do a review of the next as seen on TV piece of crap that they advertise during the commercial break.
Yeah,
so
I love that.
There's a lot of shit that they're advertising there that does not look like quality. Somebody said it's $250 for a 30-second spot on the ACC Network. We need to look into that and advertise the
phone. Oh, we should have put our Phony Bennett ad on there.
Right. Put the Phony Show on there.
Just for shits and giggles.
But there's some awful looking products, so I'm really hoping I'll get the chance to buy something during the Clemson game.
Well, you got to remember what a couple of those are and present them to us. Like, what's one of the things that you?
We need to have the review on this show.
Well, somebody's got a Snowden. Needs to step up. Get a touchdown. I'm just waiting. I was ready. I had my credit card in hand. There was a power strip that people were like sitting by itself on an end table. Like a very special power strip. Like, look at my power strip. Like it's an early Rococo vase. Like, isn't this nice? This completes the room.
High end.
Oh my!
I'm hoping that I'll have to buy something like that.
So. That's awesome.
But that would mean intercepting Trevor Lawrence, which hasn't been so easy lately.
Can we? Do we have a shot?
Do we have a shot? What?
We have a shot to win.
Ah. We've always got a puncher's chance, man.
COVID, yeah, COVID.
Our defense is going to have to shut down Clemson. Our offense at this point can be very good, but I don't think it's enough. Our defense is going to have to put our offense in a position to win. And if that doesn't happen, it's not happening.
I think we're underdog, I think, by 29. Is that what I saw?
Something like that. 20, yeah.
Is it
ESPN? It's 28 and a half.
Yeah.
But that's less. We lost the ACC championship game by 35 points.
I think we'll cover. No. I like our odds to cover. I don't know about when.
No. It's not going down there to the game. No,
it's tough.
Yeah, but it's not.
I mean, trust me, I'm all in. I'm all for us, etc. But
no. But it's not going to be the same experience down there because they're not going to have
no fans. House.
Right? Yeah. Can't wait till we have enough games under our belt to really see what home field advantage looks like this season statistically. Because I mean, there's ways those advanced stats guys can tease that out, and I just can't imagine it's
Annie Nichols be on it.
I think that advantage is probably magnified in basketball over football.
Yes, I agree.
But, 100%. You know, it'll be kind of educational, I think, if someone can come up with those numbers.
I'm sure they'll come out as soon as they can.
And then
KenPom.
Well, we're working on our – we haven't done a Locker Room Access basketball podcast in a while. We're working on it. We'll hopefully get one out.
One of those is definitely coming. Now with the finals going on.
Yeah, get one.
And once we get some clarity on the schedule and even know our first game, like, that'll be useful.
Yeah.
Are we talking about UVA basketball?
Or
are we
talking about UVA basketball. Okay. But just basketball in general. Grant and I did a few that were, like, NBA-focused. I guess we've done some ex-players now. We're going to have one next week. I'll guess TBD, but we're going to launch. We'll have another one next week and try to get on a regular schedule. I know everybody's busy, so we'll hopefully get back on a regular schedule and get fans. Basketball podcast coming. Yeah, I think that'd be good. All right. That's it for this week. Appreciate y'all.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Good talking to you. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.
One last shout-out. Happy birthday to John Schick.
It's John's birthday?
Yeah, definitely.
Happy birthday.
I mean, he's as much a who as anyone I've ever
met. Anyone, yeah, absolutely.
His daughter Anna was in the I Am Phony Bennett video. She's
absolutely.
James. That's awesome. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.
Can we all guess how old he is?
I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not going to guess. Just get a spot on.
Let me say 47. I don't know.
38.
I know. I was supposed to just say and act like I know it.
44.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's on Twitter.
I was guessing. I said 38. I had no idea.
2 years younger than I am.
I'm terrible with age. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I'm 46, so bad at it.
What?
But am I the oldest guy in the room?
No.
Nope, I am.
I am.
No, Mark is. Mark, you're older than me, right? What's your birthday, Mark?
Last Tuesday, when you called me, you were the only one to call me, Dougie.
Now Doug doesn't even remember.
Sitting by my phone. And
no, I know I did, but what's the year, though?
9/22/67.
Right. I'm 73. My birthday's this month. It's October, right? So.
Wow.
Maybe people will call you.
47 this month. Nobody's going to call me.
We're actually going to call you.
Lawyers, maybe.
I love birthdays. I love birthdays.
Really?
For everybody.
I'm not a birthday fan. I had mine. Mine was a couple weeks ago. My own family didn't even know. It was great.
When was your birthday, T-Dubs? 13th.
Oh, literally, my own family didn't even say anything.
Oh, September?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't I'm pissed really? At your family now, T-Dub. Happy birthday.
Now, you know what's funny?
That's not cool.
Can somebody explain to me?
Wait a minute. Tension didn't call you?
No, I'm talking about my family, not like my brother's family. They called later in the day. That's when my family realized it was my birthday, like 8 p.m. at night. They're like, it's your birthday? You didn't say anything. I'm like, I don't care. It's my birthday. It's like any other day in the world.
Sorry, Doug.
I've been off on how old I am for like 10 years. And right. So every year when I do the math, I'm like, shit, I've been telling people I'm 47 for the last year, and now I'm just turning 47, and then I make the same mistake next year.
Like, it's great. It's the late birthday thing.
I'm 42, 43, right, this year? What? Wait a minute.
I'm like a little kid. I was back in the day, I was like, I'm 39 and a half. I'm 40 and a half. Right now, I'm 49 and a half. Like, I go full on. 49.7.
That's really nice.
But I have a random, like, group of friends, not random, but really, really good friends who are all September birthdays. I have a huge
September birthdays.
Know, and like really good friends. Like, and find out that you guys' birthdays in November too. So I don't know what the
Yogi, when's the big what, day?
What the full moon is. Mine?
Good day, yeah.
December 5th, 1970.
Ooh, every year big since 1970. What are we doing for 50, Yogi?
5-0.
STW.
5-0.
What are we doing? Dougie, I don't know if I can hang out with you.
We got to do something for
first. No, I'm easy, man. Hang out with me. I go to bed by midnight, so I don't go deep like that.
On December 7th, you going to bed at midnight?
We'll do it uptown. December 5th,
pay attention. December 5th. Right. December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, I know it. You know, there's Pearl Harbor, there's Dougie. Just, come on, you know, Mark. Two tremendous days.
12-5.
I'm going to tell you something about the 40s, though. I remember my 40th like it was 2 years ago. The shit flies. G, Kersey, don't ever grow up, man.
Hey, I'm not trying to.
Can you guys see that moon behind me or no?
Full moon festival.
I see it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the biggest moon of the year.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's when babies are born. Makes sense.
Dougie, so you're telling me we're not going to go where you suggested I go on my birthday?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm definitely going.
Definitely going.
Where are we going, man? I'm down.
Let's go. Chris, come up to New York, man.
I'll come. Flight's got to be cheap now, right?
They'll probably pay you to go. Can we get a picture if you come on? That's what they'll ask. You fly for free. Just we need a photo of somebody on a plane.
I told you guys, my round trip to Nashville was insane cheap.
Nah, flights are packed right now.
Really?
I flew to Indy, packed.
Oh, that's probably because it was the only one for the next.
But that's when, exactly.
Few weeks.
Now coming back, Charlotte to Charlottesville was like four people. But
distance or just sitting one row? I would have just sat next to like whoever's already sitting there.
just to get him going. All right. Until next week, maybe we'll have a different guest.
That's a weird
guest.
Place to end it.
That's a perfect place.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Birthdays are all around. All right, y'all.